This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything.
President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say. The Big Fib! Can you spot the lie?
The Big Fib!
The Big Fib.
But if you ask me why, can you trust the answer?
The Big Fib! From Wheeling, Illinois, this is The Big Fib. And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to The Big Fib, the game show where kids choose between the accelerated, fast-paced, aerodynamic truth and the sliding, shifty inertia of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live In Studio Audience.
Deborah, help me with this quiz in my Cosmobot magazine.
Okay.
Which movie robot are you? Okay, so you just have to ask me these questions and then score my answers.
Okay, that sounds like fun. I love movies about robots. Question number one, can you fly?
Flying's for the birds.
Okay, so your answer would be no. That's probably going to rule out Astro Boy and Baymax if I had to guess. Okay, question two. Would you sacrifice yourself for humankind?
That's a hard no. If anything, I'd want to destroy. Never mind. Go on.
Okay, right. Question three. Do people count on you to explain the importance of protocol, manners, and etiquette? That's definitely a no, so probably not C-3PO then. Okay, let me do some addition here, and you would be Johnny Five from the movie Short Circuit.
Who?
Okay, it's an older movie, but the robot in it is very sweet and funny and gets along well with humans.
And he takes over the world?
No.
Maybe I should change some of my answers. Let me change some of my answers.
No. Or you could just be happy to be Lisa, and then you could just tell us how our game works. How about that?
True, I can do that. Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other is, this can't be right, a liar?
That's correct.
Oh my gosh. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who. Have you heard about this?
I have indeed, yes.
This is crazy. All right. Well, what are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about car racing, a sport that tests a driver's skill and a car's power to win a race. Lisa, what do you know about car racing?
I know enough to know that e-racing is way more exciting than car racing.
Oh, is that like electronic racing? Do robots compete to solve coding problems or something?
I mean, erasing. That's when robots compete to erase documents humans created before they can save them.
Ooh.
It's super fun to watch humans freak out when they lose their homework and presentations. Your faces, oh my gosh.
No, that doesn't sound like fun for humans at all. That's for sure. I'd much rather learn about car racing with our contestant today. So, Lisa, who is our contestant?
Okay, but you're going to want to back up that article you were writing about podcasting.
Okay.
Our human child contestant is an 8-year-old who loves Legos, Nerf guns, and taking things apart They call him by his code name, Andrew Batty.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome. Tell us about taking things apart. What do you mean you like to take things apart?
My favorite thing to do is use... So my dad has a blue screwdriver that... And it's X-Head. Could you grab it, Mom? Just a second.
Oh, don't give a kid tools. Don't do it. It's happened before. No, he's going to take me apart.
I'm not. I'd like taking things apart, like dishwashers.
Ooh.
You take dishwashers apart, and then do you put them back together?
No way.
No? So you just take things
we
apart?
We just keep the parts in the workshop behind me.
I see. Maybe it would be a good idea to learn how to put them back together again.
Maybe.
Excellent. Okay, well, we want to know some more fun facts about you, Andrew, but we're going to do it by playing our game, Two Truths and a Lie. You, Andrew, will tell us three facts about yourself. Two of those facts will be true. One will be a lie. We have to guess which one is the lie. Andrew, what are your three facts?
I have a dog. I have two computers and a printer, which I am using.
Wait, where?
Well, don't show us if that Lisa has to guess.
I'm covering my eyes.
Okay.
I've been to the Rex Robot Championships in Michigan.
Okay. Mm. I have never heard of those championships, Lisa. Do you know about this Vex Robot Championships thing?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty elitist.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I know they're elitist because they've never let me in, which means they're elitist.
You're not a Vex robot.
Yeah, well...
It's for Vex robots only.
I wrote Vex on my face. I thought that was enough. Jeez. Okay, so let's think. Yeah. Well, obviously, the dog one is a lie because he told us that he likes to take things apart. And if he took a dog apart, the dog would be totally broken. It's so hard to put a dog back together. I know.
True.
I've tried a bunch of times. So that one is a lie.
I hope that if he has a dog, he's never tried to take it apart. But let's find out, Andrew, which one of those three facts is your lie?
I do not have two computers and a printer. I have just one.
Oh,
what?
And no printer.
You see how he fooled you?
I have a dog. It's locked upstairs.
Well, keep it locked away so you don't take it apart.
I never take it apart.
That's good.
I almost always forget about taking things apart.
Oh my gosh, this kid is playing 4D chess.
Our first expert is Isla Ogren. Isla, please introduce yourself to Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. My name is Isla Ogren. I will be competing in the W Series this year in open wheel cars, but I'll also be spotting for Simona De Silvestro in this year's Indy 500.
Oh, Indy 500. Oh, I know what that is.
Amazing. Okay, now let's meet our second expert, Austin Salazar. Austin, please introduce yourself to Andrew.
Andrew, nice to meet you. My name's Austin, and I am a freelance pit crew member. I go throughout a bunch of different pit crews around the country, and whatever role they need me to take, I take that role. So I know a little bit of everything about the different parts that help make a racer a winner.
All right. Thank you very much.
Driving like it's hot.
You're revving up some iconic sounds there, Lisa.
That's because it's hot seat time.
Right you are. That's when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Andrew's questions. Lisa, whom should we put on the hot seat first?
Isla, because I love the song Isla's in the Stream.
I think it's Islands in the Stream, but
what?
That works too. I like it. Never mind.
I don't think it is.
Okay. All right. Andrew, you're going to ask your first question for Isla.
So, Isla, what type of car do you drive? Formula One, stock car, or drag car?
Or like one of those little ones that the toddlers have and you push with your legs.
Why would a grown-up have a toddler's car?
That's a great question, Andrew.
Maybe a toddler gave it to them and they lost it in a bet.
I drive a Formula One looking car. Open wheel car is what we call it.
Open wheel, what does that mean?
So it means that the tires are outside the cockpit.
Oh.
So the same way as in Formula One, you have the cockpit and then the tires are kind of sticking out from the car itself. And the driver's within the cockpit, almost like a pilot.
Hmm.
This is for both of you. What does a typical day look like in your job?
All right, because I'm a gentleman, I think I'll let Isla take that first. Is that okay?
I appreciate that, and I wish all guys saw that the same way when we're out on the track.
I can't promise that.
So a typical day in our job, especially during race weekends, are early mornings. We get up and we go to the track. We'll start with testing. We'll warm up the engines, make sure everything is working the way it should. Then we go into qualifying to qualify for our position in the races. And then following that later that evening or the next day, depending on what type of event it is, we'll get to race against each other and hopefully bring a trophy home.
Very exciting day. Okay, now we're back over to Austin to answer the same question.
All right, so my day starts early, just like Isla's, except everything she does, I'm on the other end of, because I'm not the person driving the car, I'm the person helping that driver win. So I'm waking up early. Personally, I like to do a little bit of yoga. A lot of people don't realize that pit crew members have to be more fit than your average helper, because, you know, you try hopping over a wall carrying a 45-pound tire in your hands and making it get on that car, you know, in under 10 seconds flat. All right, it's, you know, it's not easy to do. So we got to make sure we stay in tip-top condition. So I usually start with yoga. If it's a race day, I'm going in, and all those tests that are being done, I'm on the other end making sure that all of my equipment's ready to go, that we are ready to be as efficient as possible, because that car ain't the only well-oiled machine that's necessary for a win for my team.
All right, good stuff.
This is for Isla. What is the most interesting thing you've encountered in your job?
Well, the most interesting, more maybe so baffling to me, has been we're out testing and all of a sudden over the radio, my mechanic comes and he says,
deer on track, be aware.
Oh no, oh dear.
And I'm like, what are we talking about here? He's like,
no, deer, like the four-legged deer is walking across the track, so be aware.
And that was something I'd never encountered before. And sure enough, there was a deer family that are just crossing the track.
Wow.
That's totally not fair. They need to have race cars. How are they supposed to win?
Agreed.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a definitely unfair competition.
But they weren't in the competition, Lisa.
Oh, sorry. I only half pay attention. Sorry.
That's true.
This is for Austin. What advice would you give me if I wanted to do your job?
How much time you got, buddy? The number one thing I could say is you got to have a thick skin, because, you know, every second counts here. And, you know, we're all a team and we remember that, but we don't always speak to each other like we're a team. You know, sometimes, you know, words are said that we don't necessarily mean, like, you know, we got to make sure that things are fast and make sure that we win. So sometimes we yell at each other sometimes, you know, but we don't mean it. So that's like my number one thing, is just make sure that you have a thick skin and, you know, just be ready to work, be ready to work hard, be ready to move and, you know, be ready to win, because that's the best feeling you could have.
This is for Isla. Who was Wendell Scott and what do you know about him?
He was a stock car racer and he was the first African-American to win a NASCAR race.
Well, that was completely exactly perfect. This is for both of you. What is the scariest thing that ever happened while doing your job?
Ooh, scary. Okay. Hopefully not too scary.
The scariest thing to me was one time I was out there and my seatbelts came undone. And luckily, I was able to pit and get it sorted. But that was not a good feeling, because you never know what can happen. And like in any car, you want to be buckled up. So that to me was the one unraveling feeling and not in control I've ever felt.
Oh my goodness. Don't they check those things before you go out and race?
They do. They definitely do. But somehow with how I turned the wheel, I was able to unbuckle it.
Wow. And
luckily it was a time and place where I could get it all sorted. But that was not cool, to put it
that
way.
Not cool. Oh my gosh. Well, happy ending, because you're here now. So that's good.
Yep.
And what about you, Austin?
All right, so I'd seen fires on the track before, but I'd never seen them up close until this one day. I was working as the jackman, so that means my job was to hop over the wall and get the jack under the car. But I noticed that the guy next to me, who was fueling up the car, he started yelling and running away. I guess maybe he was new, maybe he missed something, but he messed up the fueling and he was covered in flames. I guess it was like a static electricity thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He runs back over the wall to get extinguished, and I I'd start, I'd tear the net off of the driver's side and start pulling my guy out just in case something happens to the car, because that thing can blow. But, you know, luckily, you know, we have an amazing team, and they were able to extinguish all the flames before anybody got seriously hurt. But I can tell you that fuel man was definitely shaken.
Wow, that is scary. Oh, my gosh. I hope the next questions are going to be a little bit less scary.
They are.
Yeah, I'm so scared. Deborah, hold me.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
Okay. I feel better.
Okay.
This is for Isla. Do you have a role model who inspires you? If so, who?
I do. I have been very inspired by Danica Patrick. And the reason I've been inspired by her for so long is because she was the first female to lead the Indy 500. And she inspired me to work towards my goal of becoming an IndyCar driver.
Very cool.
This is for Austin. How did you become an expert? Did you have to study or train for it?
Yeah, first thing I did was I just watched. You know, my father was a driver. My mom wasn't 100% comfortable with me being a driver as well, so I became a pit member. And but I always watched. I watched the people who were in the pros and seeing what they were doing. And of course, I had to go to UNC, University of North Carolina, and they have a degree there in which I was able to learn more about the engineering side of it. So that might be something you're interested in, because I know you like taking apart dishwashers and stuff, like you said before. You know, so you may be that might come natural to you because you love tools.
That's fair. Yeah. A dishwasher is just what, like one or two pieces away from a race car? Let's be honest.
Right there. They're pretty much the same.
No way. Like, dishwashers can't even go forward an inch.
Well, if you push them hard enough.
And around the 30th lap today, we've got Frigidaire in the lead. Frigidaire with a Maytag close behind. Maytag ahead of Kenmore. And there's the Samsung. That's a new type of dishwasher. It never quite gets the glasses dry. That's my only problem with it. And my goodness, Maytag.
Going on a summer road trip? Or maybe you're flying somewhere far away. That's the perfect time and the perfect place to listen to The Weirdness. Arlo and Sierra host a podcast dedicated to exploring all the unexplained and weird phenomena in the world, like the Jersey Devil, the Kraken, mermaids, and more. Follow them as they go on a mind-blowing road trip and jet-setting adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing. Stick to the very end of this episode of The Big Fib to listen to an exciting preview of The Weirdness, now available on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Experts, you're going to have to take it to fifth gear. Okay, we're going to start with Isla. Andrew, you can ask Isla your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Go.
What is the color of the flag they wave when the race is finished?
Black and white.
What is another name for the tightest turn on the racetrack?
Hairpin.
What position do drivers want to be in at the start of the race?
Pole position.
What is the name of the red stock car in the animated movie Cars?
Lightning McQueen.
What does the winner of the Indianapolis 500 race drink?
Milk.
What is the hood that drivers wear under their helmets called?
It is called a balaclava or a headsock.
Who is known as the first lady of racing?
That is Janet Guthrie.
Who is the person in the stands who talks to drivers over a radio to let them know what is in front of them on the course?
That can be the spotter, or also some information can come from the pit wall where the engineer mechanics are.
That is time.
That's all the time. Listen, if for a dollar more, I can give you 30 seconds.
No, we're not charging for time here.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'd do that.
You would? Well.
Told you, it's a very popular plan, Deborah.
All right. Andrew, you are now going to ask Austin your Shorts on Fire questions now.
How long does a pit stop take?
You kind of want to make it under 15 seconds. Best crews do as low as 6.
How does a driver talk to their team in the pits?
Rudely. No, I'm kidding. Usually you press a button on your helmet in order to speak to them through the radio.
What kind of fuel do Indy cars use?
85-15, friend.
The word race car is the same forwards and backwards. What is that called?
It's a P-word.
Pigeon.
I don't know. Skip.
What material are driving suits made of?
Driving suits are made of a thinner version of Kevlar. So, you know, like a bulletproof vest? Kind of like that, because they need to make sure that they're resistant to almost everything.
What are racing slicks?
Slicks, we call any liquid that's in the pit stop area. So, you need to make sure there's no milk on there. We don't want the driver to end up slipping on anything while they come in for the pit stop. That's going to lose us valuable seconds, and it might also get somebody hurt.
And that is time.
All right.
That's time. Hey, listen, no more time. Okay, knock it off.
Very good. Okay, I sense some dynamic friction there. All right, it is decision time. Andrew must tell us which of our experts drifted from the truth. Andrew, who is our big fibber?
I think Austin is.
Whoa.
Why do you think Austin is our fibber?
Because he had the story about the person that had flames on their body, right?
Yeah.
Drivers wear flame-proof hoods.
Okay. It's all about who catches fire. Will the actual car expert please tell us who you are?
My name is Isla Ogren, and I'm a professional race car driver.
Yeah!
That is correct! Isla Ogren, she won the Formula 1600 Championship Series in 2014, and she's competing in the Global W Series this year, racing alongside Formula One races. She's also a spotter and will be the eyes in the sky during the Indianapolis 500 for Simona De Silvestro. And Isla will be featured this summer in the upcoming Around the World issue of Road and Track Crew, the kids club from Road and Track. And you can sign up at rtcrew.com. Okay, time to check under the hood, Isla. Which facts did Austin share that made you want to throttle him?
I think the biggest one would be when we were talking about slicks. That's what we refer to tires as, not slick spots in the pit area.
Oh, I see. Right. So that was a big lie. Okay.
What if you're like practicing spilling milk?
Right. But that drinking milk part was actually true then, right?
That is. And that's usually done after the race and not during kind of the practice runs of it.
Y'all don't practice? I mean, I guess it's bad luck.
Yeah, right? A little bad luck.
Where does that tradition come from, drinking milk? Do you know, Isla?
It's from a driver in the 500 that requested milk after he won the 500 because that was how his mother referred to him as getting refreshed.
Wow.
That's weird.
So because of that, it became a tradition later.
And Austin, what did you say with a torqued tongue?
I definitely knew that race car is a palindrome, just like Taco Cat,
palindrome.
Just like the sentence, sit on a potato pan, Otis. There's a lot of them. I love wordplay like that. And, I said they were made out of Kevlar, not Nomex, the uniforms.
Oh, right. So Nomex. And yeah, let's talk about who catches fire. I mean, obviously, we hope nobody does. But was Andrew correct that was a lie, that somebody in the pit could catch fire?
So the pit crew actually wears the same types of materials, Nomex, as the drivers to be as safe as possible. However, there has been incidents where the crew and drivers have caught fire. But this material really keeps them safe and gives the firefighters and the safety crew a little bit more time to get to the scene without there being any real danger to the crew and drivers as long as they get to them in time.
Wow, good to know. But that was a great call for you, Andrew. That was
it really
awesome.
Was.
Amazing.
It is.
That was super cool. We can't wait to watch you race, too. So we have officially crossed the finish line. Thanks to our contestant, Andrew, who did ask a lot of great questions. Thank you to our expert and liar, Isla and Austin, and to Lisa for the turbocharged sounds. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning in to The Big Fib, where we steer clear of lies and we rarely drive home the truth.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, I recommend you visit gzmshows.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa, and find out how you can participate and follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Up next is a special preview of the GZM show, The Weirdness. To hear more, look for The Weirdness on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hey dudes! You know those crazy stories you've heard since you were tiny little humans? You know, the Loch Ness Monster, the Abominable Snowman, and most importantly, Bigfoot. Like, what if they were all real? My buddy Arlo has a podcast called The Weirdness, where he tells stories about us. them. Just give it a listen.
You guys ever hear of the Jersey Devil?
Come on, Cole. You agreed. No scary campfire stories.
It's not a story. This is real. My cousin's best friend saw him with his own eyes, right here in the Pine Barrens.
I want to hear it. Sounds twisted.
Oh, man.
They say he has cloven hooves, claws for hands, and wings like a bat. He stalks quietly through the woods, seeking out his prey. Then he takes off in a flash, using two horns as sharp as knives to impale his victims. Stab! Stab!
Sick.
It's just an urban legend.
And when he attacks, he lets out a high-pitched screech, so loud and so shrill, it makes your ears bleed.
What was that thing?
I just want to go home. I'm calling my mom.
Dude, there's no signal out here. Cole, you should check it out.
I'm not checking it out. Let's all go. Safety in numbers, guys.
I'm not going.
I'll go with you. That thing can't eat us both, right?
Hey, you guys! Don't leave me here alone! Fine, I'm coming.
Look! See that shadow by the lake?
It's really him! The Jersey Devil!
And he's not alone!
The Jersey Devil's not after us! Something's after him!
What just happened?
You guys, the Jersey Devil just got kidnapped.
Bigfoot, notable alias, Sasquatch.
I'm going up the road and all of a sudden these whatever run past the front of my headlights on my truck.
Locals think the creepy white corpse is the Chupacabra, but it's difficult to make a positive identification.
The sightings of a watery monster in upstate New York's Lake Champlain have gone on for decades.
These are people who say they've seen something unusual, something with a large head, something with a hump, some sort of unusual life that shouldn't be there.
Tell all your human friends to listen, and if anyone asks you where you heard about it, let them know Bigfoot, a regular old announcer guy sent you.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up, and they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.